Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
And that music means that it is time for our report from Steve Kostenbaum from the Olympics. Steve, welcome back. It's always great to talk to you.
Steve yes. is here. There he is. Hello,
there,
Steve.
Are you there, Steve?
Hi. I heard the music and I wasn't sure if you were waiting for me to intro
There's
myself.
A delay going on.
Oh, I see. I see what's going on. Okay. Hey, Steve. Well, good morning.
Yes.
Give us a sense of where we are in the Olympics and how things have been going.
Well, they are going not so great today. It was not a good day for Team USA. Michaela Schifrin did not win a second gold medal in the slalom. She didn't medal at all. Something happened to her. She's dealt with anxiety before at times, before races, and it seems to have reared its ugly head because she just seemed like a completely different person on the mountain today, and she talked about that.
I'm disappointed. I think everybody can see that, but I did not feel like myself today. I don't know, I woke up this morning like an hour before my alarm, which normally doesn't happen, and I was sitting in bed like, okay, when do we get going? And you know, I thought I'm just excited to race again, but when I came out here I didn't feel, there were some nerves, it was just, yeah, I didn't feel really quite like myself.
Yeah, well, hopefully she'll be able to shake that off. She's got a couple of days break now. She's not going to race in the Super G tomorrow, and instead she'll be racing next in the women's downhill on Wednesday. And then we switch over to Gangnam and the ice arena down at the coast. And it was a really bad day for Nathan Chen, who was seen as a potential gold medalist in his short program. He messed up every single one of his jumps, and he wound up in 17th place. He came off the ice a very unhappy person.
It just was rough. Nothing really went the way that I wanted it to, but just, I guess, take it as what it is and just move on from here.
And that's all he wanted to say.
Wow. Well, this places the United States in fifth place but in the medal count that I'm seeing right now, but plenty of time to recover here with some of the events that are ahead.
Yeah, there's still a lot going on right now. We have hockey. Women's hockey is doing very well. We still have some freestyle skiing. I mean, there's lots going on. We still have an entire week of competitions here.
Yep.
And, you know, we certainly haven't seen the last of some medal contenders out there. And you've got Lindsey Vonn still going to compete here. So there's lots of action still to come. Plenty of chances for the United States to pick up some more medals here at the Winter Games in Pyeongchang.
Marcus, I want to ask about something that an injury. Occasionally we see these. From time to time, we've seen some really tough injuries in the Winter Olympics. Marcus Scherer, an Austrian snowboarder, he broke his neck yesterday. What do you know about that?
Yeah, he went up. This snowboard cross, to me it looks like a game out of a Winter Mad Max or something. You got these athletes, you know, on snowboard just... It almost looks like they're going to be clawing at each other as they're racing down the course. There are jumps on the course, and he wound up landing on his back. It looked really bad after a jump, and he broke a vertebrae. But fortunately, doctors say that he will not have any long-term damage as a result of that. He's not paralyzed. He just fractured a vertebrae, and he's going to obviously need to recover from that, and he'll be out of racing for a while. But, boy, that was a scary fall.
Yeah, and as you kind of described it, I mean, it seems like a roller derby for snowboarding. What is that event called that...
It's called snowboard cross.
Okay.
Yes.
So, and then these guys.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Roller derby.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Roller derby.
Yeah, it's wild. Yeah. So they're going together, and he fell and broke his neck. But then he sprung up at the end of it and rode to the end of the course. I mean, so
yeah,
that's a very good sign. But he's headed back to Austria to get health, get fixed.
That's right. Exactly.
Unbelievable. Okay. All right. So what more drama can we expect in all of this? I know you've got a couple more events coming up.
Tomorrow we've got figure skating, the free skate for the men. And Adam Rippon had just had an amazing time on the ice in the short performance, finished in seventh place. He just was gushing after he came off the ice.
The most important thing for me is to go out there and deliver two incredibly strong performances. Because I remember watching the Olympic Games and being inspired by people going out there and just enjoying what they were doing. And I so thoroughly enjoy what I'm doing. And I want a young kid to watch them be like, hey, I want to get on the ice too. Because the ice is where I have found so much joy in my life. And I think everybody should be able to go out there and have that place where they feel like they're home.
And he had the American fans on their feet when he fell to the ice after his performance and just soaked it all in.
Amazing. So are you going to stay in South Korea now? Do you like it that much?
I do like South Korea. I do. I mean, first of all, Korean food is awesome. So, everything that I see that looks new to me that I haven't tried. I mean, we have great Korean food in New York, but, I'm all in. I'm trying it all.
Well, you still have time to make your decision. If you want to defect, here's your chance. Thank you, Steve. In the meantime,
my pleasure.
Really appreciate all of your updates from the Olympics. We'll keep checking in with Steve Kastenbaum, who's doing a great job for us there. 7:44 here on WMAL.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.